And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. We're ready to get another week off and running, up and running, however it is said. We are glad that you are here. It is a Monday, and this is week number two of the spring offering for WMIE, 91.5 FM. If it wasn't for the radio station, you would be hearing dead silence on this frequency right now. And so we're very thankful for WMIE. We're thankful for their ministry. We're thankful for all the hard work that goes into making sure that the systems are in place, that the gospel of Jesus Christ can travel throughout Brevard County and through the internet all the way around the world. So thank you for partnering with WMIE and with the Refresh Radio program. And so their phone number here is 321-632-1000. If you feel like you'd like to partner with them for the next 6 months, I was just in the lobby reading some of the notes that have come in from listeners talking about how much they appreciate the radio station and the various programs that are on the air. And so we want to thank you for listening. Also want to say thank you to the folks of Jets Concrete. Their phone number is 321-536-5804. It's still in the relatively cooler part of the year right now. Maybe you've decided, you know, we're going to do something that we've been talking about for a while, but it involves concrete, and you don't know how to do that and don't really want to go through all of the bumps and the bruises and the aches and the pains of trying to do that project yourself. Jits Concrete may be a solution for you. They can be reached at 321-536-5804, like I said, but they've got decades of experience. They are very well acquainted with all of the necessary expertise that needs to be done to get the project not only started, but finished and done right the first time. And they have a great work ethic to go along with that. And so they may be a great resource for you if you're looking to do something that involves concrete, maybe a patio. I had a patio leveled. When we moved in, there was a slope on the patio, and I contacted them a couple of years ago and had them come out. They did a fantastic job. And so what was an unusable space for me, basically, became a very functional space. And so I know their work. I've seen their work. The first project that was ever done at Merit Assembly of God under my pastorate that I was not there to be hands-on, supervise, you know, any happened with Jits Concrete. I came back and they'd done a beautiful, beautiful job on the project. So they've worked for us at home and at church. So we are very, very thankful that the folks at Jits Concrete are friends of the Refresh Radio program. Let them put their skills to work on your project, and I think you'll be glad that you did. Today we're talking about the principle of prayer. If we are going to be children of God, it is imperative that we stay in communication with God. And I will say this, prayer is God's idea. It is not man's idea. And there's a whole lot of things that we could talk about in prayer. And I would say, don't forget to hear. Don't forget to listen. Because God has a lot more to say to us that we don't know. And there's absolutely nothing that we can tell him that he isn't already intricately familiar with. So he loves to talk with us. He loves to hear from us. But let's not reduce prayer to that activity of last resort. Let's make sure that we remember we are communicating with the lover of our soul, who loves to talk with us and have fellowship with us and wants to hear our voice. So here a couple of weeks ago, I was in the office, but my daughter had been in town, and she came to the office and was taking care of some things at the church. She brought her children, my grandchildren, with us, or with her. And so I had the responsibility and the privilege of keeping the kids occupied while, you know, she was taking care of what she needed to take care of. And so a couple of years ago, the folks of Jits Concrete put in a putting green for us at the church. And so we use it for youth, we use it for our men's ministry, and the pastor, that would be me, uses it to just go out and relax and catch a moment of relaxation. If it's been a long day in the office and it's not too hot out there, I'll go out there and I'll just put a few golf balls, maybe be out there for a few minutes, and it's relaxing for me. Well, on this day, one of our men had bought some putters, and there's putters of all different sizes in there, and one of them was just about the right size for my grandson. And so we went out there and we had fellowship together, and at some point in time we just sat down on the ground and we had this conversation between a very young child and a guy who used to be a very young child. We sat down on the ground and I talked to him about a number of things, but one of the things I talked to him about was what a blessing it is to have Jesus in our life. And believe me, he's actively involved in church. His parents are in the ministry. And we're just having this conversation. And in between conversations, I'm telling him, teaching him how to putt a golf ball. And he was pretty good at making 2 inches. And he made one that was a little over a foot, and we celebrated everything that he put in the hole. And so he knew, because of how we responded, it didn't take him long, that he knew that if he got the ball in the hole, we were going to celebrate. We were going to say, yay! And I was going to high five him. And so he'd make the putt and he would come over so that we could celebrate. And probably, you know, we were out there. We weren't out there for all that long, but they were at the church for a few hours. I had an appointment I had to get to, and right before my appointment, my daughter came and said, "Dad, he wants to go out and play golf with you again." And what really did not start out on my agenda to have that type of activity that he has with no other person other than me. You know, he's got some cute things that he does with his parents and things like that. There's a lot, but this was a new experience with me. And after just a short period of time, he found out that he not only enjoyed playing golf on the putting green, but he enjoyed doing it with me. And that's, I pray that that's the dynamic of prayer that we put into practice and we fall in love with, so that it is not just a transaction that takes place. For instance, let me take you back a little bit to when I was in retail. Before I do that, let me get to the word. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 4 says this: "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, in this passage, it talks about rejoicing. One of the things I learned early on when I was in retail was it got boring and monotonous and completely and totally ineffective to have predictable conversations with customers when they came into the store. Back in those days, there was not a lot of internet shopping. There wasn't, the internet wasn't even around there. I mean, I remember working for a store and they had their first company mail system that you could be a part of. And boy, that was cutting edge at the time. But, you know, so in those days, you had to go into a shoe store and you had to buy the shoes, and you might not exactly know what you were looking at. You might not know what was available. You might not know the difference between a good shoe and something that looked like it, but it wasn't anything close as far as expertise and craftsmanship went. And so it was I was in full service shoe stores. So we sold children's shoes. That was a challenge. We sold women's shoes and we sold men's shoes. And conversations would go like this. Hi, how are you today? I'm fine. I'm fine. Is there anything in particular you're looking for? No, I'm just looking. Okay, well, if you need anything, give us a call. That is the way many people pray. It's just, okay, let's go through the motions and we're going to get to something and we're going to, you know, look around in here and we're going to see if there's anything significant that takes place. And so I got tired of those conversations. And so I would come up with other ways of getting people past the mindlessness communication that would take place whenever they came into the shoe store. And so here in Philippians chapter 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Prayer should not be something that we dread. It's not something that should be mundane. It's something that should involve us in our body. It should involve us in our spirit. And it should involve our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions. And praying is a place where we can come and experience the joy of the Lord. And so if you read the book of Philippians, you will see what a repeated emphasis is made on rejoicing. Philippi was where Paul had been arrested for casting a demon out of a young lady that cost some people a revenue stream. Therefore, they did not like it, and they said, "We're done with this." And so they had Paul arrested and thrown in jail. And so while Paul and Silas were in the jail, they did not bemoan their circumstances, but instead they began to have a praise and worship service in the midst of the jail cell. Rejoice in the Lord. And so I would ask you, how's your joy? In Philippians chapter 4 here, it doesn't say that our joy is in our circumstances, but our ability to rejoice comes from the fact that we are in the Lord, where we are abiding in him, where we are content in him. With him as the Lord of our life, it brings us the ability to rejoice no matter what the circumstances we are facing. So here, a few weeks ago, my wife and I, we came home. It was a Monday night, and she was in the kitchen, and I turned on the television. We do have a streaming service, and one of the things that popped up that was showing right then was a preacher that I happened to enjoy his ministry. And so I sat down and I said, I'm going to sit here, and you know, I'd heard that particular message before, but I said, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to rejoice in someone preaching into my life for a moment. And so, especially during April has been a very, very busy month. There is a lot of preaching, a lot of ministry that went on, some great revelation. But it was tiring. And so, this particular message talked about the Lord comes in, and he is in our trials and our circumstances and our challenges. Even when we don't see him, we can realize and know and appreciate that he is right there with us. So I rejoice in Jesus, not just as my Savior, but I rejoice in his sovereignty in my life, that there is no one that is going to be able to overrule him, that there is never going to be a circumstance that is too big for him to handle, that as long as I am following his instructions, as long as my ear is tuned to the frequency of my commander-in-chief, as long as my heart is abiding in him, I've got cause to rejoice, because greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And so, what I did with customers, I try and bring into my prayer situation, and that is, let's not just get into a communication style that is very routine, where it's a rote format, where R-O-T-E, where we're just going through the motions. So when I had a customer come in and said, this is back in the day when, you know, people wouldn't yell at you for saying this. It might be January, and I'd say, Merry Christmas. They said, you're a little late. Christmas already over. I said, no, I'm just getting started. I'm already working on Christmas for this next year. And it wasn't really so much what I said as I was just engaging with the customer. So I would have people that would stop by the store just to talk to me. And actually, I had customers that offered me jobs. And I just didn't feel like that was what God had in mind. But I can tell you this, God loves to talk with his kids, and he wants that communication style to be something that we can rejoice in. So today, maybe you could, you know, like that grandson of mine, and I wasn't there. I was in a different building at the time when the request came in, you know, where he said, you know, I'd like to spend some more time with grandpa out on the golf course. And she comes and finds me and says, hey, could you spend some more time? Maybe you could do something like this. Maybe when you're on your lunch break at work, I know somebody who does this, that you can go and maybe sit in your car. And now during the summertime, that gets a lot more uncomfortable, but right now it's still not too awful bad, where you could sit in the car and you could have heaven come and fill your vehicle. By the way, I will say this, prayer, talking to God, you do not have to do it on your knees. You do not have to do it with your eyes closed. You can pray with your eyes open. I was in a retail environment several years ago, and there was a person who was running the cash register, and I don't remember exactly how it came up, but I became aware that this person had a physical condition that had flared up. They were in a lot of pain right there at that moment. And I said, well, I'm a pastor. Would you mind if I pray for you? And they said, no, I wouldn't mind. I said, well, I tell you what, there's a lot of people here. And, if you will take care of, you know, the ringing up the items and all that, while you're doing that, I'm going to pray, and I will not do it in a manner that will embarrass you. And so while they were ringing up the items, my eyes were open, their eyes were open. I began to pray for that person to be healed right there in the store. And it wasn't a long prayer, wasn't a lengthy prayer. It was just the prayer of faith. And I was back in there about a week later, encountered the same person, and I said, hey, and I believe this was a back issue, if I'm not mistaken, is your back better? And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, I was the guy who was in here a week ago and prayed for you because your back was bothering you. You were having some back issues. I just wanted to follow up since I'm here. Has that issue resolved itself? And all of a sudden they said, yes. Yes, it has. It is. And I don't remember what they look like. All I remember is that when God orders our steps and directs our paths, it's a privilege to be able to carry not only our needs to the Lord in prayer, but others' needs in the Lord as well. So rejoice in the Lord always. And he says it again. Again, I will say rejoice. Jesus, his prayers were not just super serious. There were times he would say, I'm praying that my joy will be in them to the fullest. It was a pleasure to talk to God. I pray that for you and I, that the pleasure of communicating with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords would be something that we develop and fall in love with. So my wife and I, before we were married, my job had changed. I'd been fired. So if you've ever been fired, I can relate to you. And so we were hundreds of miles apart. And at that point in time, I was still a pretty introverted person. Talking on the phone was not something that I really, really did a lot, really enjoyed a lot. God's done a lot in my personality. But just about every night, I would have this long phone conversation with the woman that I was going to spend my life with. And that was in the day when long distance calls were not free. There was a price to those. And what I didn't know was, and I hadn't given any consideration to it, it never entered my mind, but my parents were paying a very large telephone bill every month so that I could have the joy of talking to the person I was going to spend my life with. You say, where are you going with this? I want you to know that Jesus loves to hear from us because we're going to spend forever with him. The Father loves to hear from us because he wants to have conversations with us. And like my parents did without my knowledge, they paid the bill so that I could have the privilege of praying or talking with my wife. Jesus paid the price so that we could have the privilege of praying to our Heavenly Father. And I pray that it would be one of those things where, I cannot remember one thing that we talked about in those conversations. And I mean, that goes back decades and decades now. I can't remember, but I can remember the conversations. I can remember talking. I'll close with this. One day here, probably 10 years ago, my wife and I ended up being off on the same day, which doesn't happen very often. And we decided we were going to go to breakfast. We went to breakfast in this one particular restaurant. We were sitting there and we're having a conversation, and I looked over, there was another person. There was a man and his wife, and they were having, or they were going to be eating breakfast, but there was nothing going on food wise at that point in time. And in that entire time that they were out to breakfast, they hardly said a word to one another. She was absorbed in her phone. He was absorbed in his phone. And they missed out on one of the greatest opportunities they had just to enjoy the company of one another. For this Monday, I'd just like to throw out this challenge. Let's rejoice in the privilege of talking to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's enjoy the fact that God has made it possible. And we can say, it is good to talk to God. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.